Good morning.
Good morning.
6:09.
Sorry about that.
Happy Monday.
Steve-O and Mitch.
You know, we're a little sleepy.
We are.
We were at the For King and Country show last night.
And Poema. We had a really late night because of that.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, last night I felt like a rock star.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like, I'm out so late. This is so cool. I'm so cool. And then I woke up this morning and I was like, this is not cool.
Yeah. Then you woke up and realized you're not a rock star because rock stars sleep till noon.
Yeah, that was the biggest problem about feeling like a rock star.
Yeah. Sold out show last night for King and Country and Poema. And thanks to everybody who was there. And it was amazing.
It was.
Absolutely amazing. So a performance I will not soon forget.
People I won't soon forget.
Yeah.
They were all so amazing and so nice.
It was really great. Great show. Great everything. And
Thanks to everyone who came down.
Yeah, you know.
Because that was cool.
We announced a very, very, very special concert last night as well. Going to be doing a benefit for Static Radio coming up in February. Mark your calendars for February 12th. That's all I can say right now. I told everybody last night.
Because they were there.
To gasps. What? Yeah. It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that.
Maybe later.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Possibly.
It's Monday.
It is Monday.
We have a lot of things to get to. We have cover to cover at 9 o'clock.
December 17th.
Monday, December 17th.
We are 8 days away from Christmas.
T-minus 8 days. Woo!
So, of course, this means
so much to do.
Christmas conversations.
Okay.
And lots of stuff.
It's been a pretty DIY Christmas for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why you're wearing a DIY beanie today?
Yeah. No, I got this one at the concert.
I know. Poema makes their own merch.
Yes.
All their own merch.
Kind of exciting.
So you got a beanie from them.
Yes.
Looks good. Good job.
It's a knit beanie.
I didn't get one.
Hey, I hear that you got a jacket.
You got a jacket
from King and Country?
Yeah. Yeah, they gave me a hoodie. It's really awesome. It's probably the coolest hoodie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Too bad it doesn't fit.
Too bad it's way too small and my tiny co-host.
I think I'll just take it off your hands.
Benefit greatly from that.
I'll take it off your hands.
Bah. That's good.
Were you just a sheep? Did you just sheep at me?
I'm excited because now I know what I got you for Christmas.
Oh.
Yep.
That's lame.
What do you mean that's lame?
I mean, no, that's
like
great.
It's like a $40 hoodie.
Okay, it's great. It's great.
All right. Be happy with
Christmas. Whatever.
I got a bracelet.
You did. Where is it?
I took it off.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Yep, it is Monday morning.
We have Mad Libs coming up today. So.
We do! Mad Lib Monday coming up. As well as a special way to honor the victims from the Connecticut shooting. We're going to do that coming up.
Coming up a little bit later.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Mumford & Sons. You can learn all about that track specifically in our latest Static paper.
Yes.
William did a good write-up on that.
He did.
Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody. It is 6:37. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Taking to the phones.
Sorry.
Hello.
It's Matt from Albuquerque. How are you guys?
Good morning!
From Albuquerque.
Hey, how you doing? I've been trying to get through all morning.
Oh man. No.
You know, I'll be honest. I'm glad you're calling, and I'll tell you why we weren't answering. We were preparing for the shows this morning because, to be honest, it's kind of a heavy day.
It is
kind of a, let's just be honest. It's a sad day.
Well, I think I might have heard this on the news. It's I think it's about those funerals about Sandy Hook.
Yeah, yes. Sandy Hook Elementary School, where a gunman came in and cut short 26 lives, 20 students.
Yeah, that's just terrible. You know what I mean? The guy's picture's all over Facebook. I got it sent to my account.
Yeah.
And I actually did a reshare to all my friends. I put, somebody please comment. This guy is obviously really messed up.
Well, he took his own life, so he's not, I don't even want to talk about him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want to give him the satisfaction.
We want to remember the victims, yeah. not the guy.
So we've been in preparation and talking about how we can go about doing that.
Yeah.
And coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, you know what, guys?
List of the students.
I mean, my family's been praying for those people that have passed away, and then all their families. We've been praying for them. You know what I mean? Because I know how hard it is. You know, to lose. I haven't lost anybody because they've been shot. You know what I mean? They've all died of, like, diseases, like, all that. You know what I mean? Like, natural cause. Like, my grandpa, he died of colon cancer.
Mm.
I lost him when I was 5. You know, it's terrible when you lose somebody. It's just that you get that feeling, which is, it's terrible inside feeling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. It just makes you, you know, fall apart, which is, you know what I mean? If you just don't think about it for a while, you know what I mean? Try not to think about it so much and... I mean, all you need to really do is pray to God and just keep moving forward.
Thank you, Matthew.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Thank you, guys. Can you guys play a song this morning, please?
Yeah.
Yes.
This morning, I want you guys to please play House of Gold by 21 Pilots.
Can do.
This one I want to dedicate to my bus driver, Yvonne. She's out there this morning, and she still has not arrived yet, so. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a nice day.
All right.
Bye.
Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody.
Oh, Matthew. He called your secretary a few moments ago.
He called the station line, actually, like in the other room.
Yeah.
Straight to.
And your secretary
to
answered.
To make sure that he could talk to us this morning.
I actually didn't know you had a secretary until this morning when he answered the phone.
I didn't either until I answered the phone. I mean, until he answered the phone. So it is Monday morning. Coming up, we have Mad Lib Monday at 7:30.
Cover to cover.
Yeah. We got to come up with ideas, so we need your suggestions. Who do we want to play for cover to cover this morning?
I don't know.
So give us your ideas, and we're going to pit two against each other. And you guys get to vote. We're going to pit two against each other.
I noticed that was a little bit Australian in you because last night, whenever they were singing Drummer Boy, they said pa-rum-pa-rum-pi-pum-pum. I'm like, that's so Australian of you. Pa-rum-pa-pi-pum. I was like, what?
I was named an honorary Aussie.
So was I!
By For King and Country. You ruined the end of stories.
Oh, damn. Because
I was going to tell this whole story about how... On the show, we interviewed Joel, and I was named an honorary Aussie, but you weren't, and you were very sad.
Over,
and last
sorry.
Night, we were at the show, and Joel named you an honorary Aussie.
It's about time. I was really upset because he said that you're an honorary Aussie because your name is Steve-O, which is short for Steven.
Yeah.
And it sounded Aussie. But my name, Mitch, is short for Michelle.
Right.
And they didn't name me.
And so he said, well, so really...
I think he did it just to be nice, not because I deserved it. And
probably.
Because I was complaining the entire time.
And today you're sporting an amazing hoodie.
And hat.
So,
I feel
job.
So cool right now.
Oversaturated with Poema hoodie. I mean, Poema beanie and For King Country
Whatever,
hoodie.
At least I match.
Wow.
Just saying. No, you match. Not just yesterday, you didn't.
Oh, okay. Like, thanks, bro. Thank you. Amazing.
Oh.
So, phenomenal show last night. I am so sorry to everybody who missed out and to everybody who was turned away at the door because it was a completely sold-out show. There was a line. It was insane. Mm-hmm. So, okay. We are going to start talking very soon about a benefit concert coming to Albuquerque.
A huge benefit concert. 100%
of the proceeds benefit Static Radio. It is going to be a Static Radio fundraiser, and it is one of the biggest shows we've ever had. When we start talking about it and we say, hey... Pre-sell. Buy your tickets now.
We're not joking.
You should buy them because it was, the Lobo sells out pretty quickly, as everybody learned yesterday.
Yeah.
So don't wait.
People were upset. People got turned away.
Yeah. A lot of people got turned away at the door last night. So
I almost got turned away at the
don't
door.
Don't be that person. Don't be that person.
Yeah.
Buy your tickets early. So we'll talk about that. Just write down for the meantime, February 12th. Write it on your calendar.
Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
You do not want to miss it.
We are no longer the land of manana.
Why?
Because people are buying their tickets in advance.
Ah, yes. Okay. I see what you did there.
Okay.
All right. We got to take a quick break, but coming right back, Matthew from Albuquerque's request, if you would like to request something. Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Twin Radio. The Bonham Blues. Good morning.
So sad.
Why?
Well, the Bonham Blues.
Yeah. 6:50.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hanging out with you. Speaking of hanging out, we're actually going to be out and about this week.
We are, for the first time in like 3 months since the state fair.
This Wednesday, we'll be broadcasting live at noon on the corner of Central and Richmond, catty corner from the Lobo Theater, collecting new sleeping bags for the homeless.
Yes.
You can, they have to be new, cold weather, preferably. Mm-hmm. You can check out all the details at our website, mystaticradio.com. But we'll be out there with the static van collecting your sleeping bags to give to the homeless. Our dear friends at Astro Zombies have been doing this for many years.
Yesterday, I had the privilege of singing at Joy Junction for them. I sang with them, or sang to them, Christmas songs, and we just provide a little bit of Christmas joy.
Yeah.
And it broke my heart because those were, there were kids there. I mean, it was crazy. So many kids, adults, and for some reason, I don't know. I don't know if they get shuttled there. I actually don't know the information about that, but Joy Junction's far. And that I'm wondering how many people are on the street every night. Like, I was glad these kids were inside. They were eating a meal.
It's cold.
I got to talk to them.
Yeah.
But it's freezing outside, and I was just thinking about all the people who weren't shuttled to Joy Junction, who weren't there, who chose not to go to Albuquerque Rescue Mission that night, and they're on the streets freezing. So I know that they need these sleeping bags.
Yeah, we hang out with Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission every week on the show, and we're talking about APS school system. Just in the school system alone, they have 7,500 registered homeless children in the APS school system.
That was 750.
750, is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not 750?
I'm pretty sure it's 750.
Are you sure it's 750?
I think it's minus 10.
Okay.
750.
That's still crazy.
Yeah, it's still way too many.
Is it?
Yes.
No, but I mean, I know it is, but is it really? So, is it?
Okay. Like, you asked that question at the wrong time.
Sorry. I'm sidetracked because I'm like, no, I thought my number was right.
No, I'm pretty sure it's 750.
Bing, stop whistling. Okay. This Wednesday, noon o'clock.
Corner of Central and Richmond, we will be out collecting
and of course,
brand new sleeping bags.
I'm sure we'll have some cool prizes and whatnot for people that come out there.
It's not the incentive.
That's not the incentive, so I almost don't even want to mention it. We will be out there broadcasting live, hanging out, and man, it's cold. I woke up in a bed this morning.
In like a cocoon.
Yeah, and it was cold in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of got me excited for this week. And also a little sad this week because thinking about, as you said, those that are still out there on the streets, the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, their winter shelter is open right now. They've got about 250 to 300 homeless people that they house on any given night. And then they shuttle them back to town every single day, breakfast, dinner, 6 days a week, excuse me.
They do what they can, but I mean, we don't know what we need until we don't have it. And one of that was warmth. Like, we kind of take it for granted.
Right. Well, Astro Zombies, they're just a local comic book shop.
Yes.
And Mike, the owner, they're located in the Nob Hill area. And Mike sees that, in that area of town.
He knows them.
Yeah. He knows, he sees plenty of homeless people on a regular basis. And one Christmas, it was getting close to Christmas, and he just happened to ask one of the homeless guys who was who walked in, hey, man, what do you need? Mm-hmm. What would you like for Christmas? And he said, a sleeping bag. It's cold. It's really cold. I need a warm, like a cold weather sleeping bag. And so that was it. That was the year it started. And every year he's just been collecting sleeping bags. He goes out on Christmas Eve himself and hands them out to the different homeless people in the Nob Hill area. Just knowing, I mean, there are so many homeless people just in that neighborhood alone. And so that was what he decided. Okay, I'm going to try and have an influence on this specific neighborhood, see what I can do.
And I don't know if we should even talk about this, but they aren't believers.
Right.
Astro Zombies, they are just amazing people.
Mike isn't a Christian.
Right. They don't believe that what we believe.
Right.
And they're still giving back.
But still absolutely like, you know what? I want to partner. I want to do something. How can we team up to help this community? And so,
What better way to step it up and show who we are by giving back and taking action?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be there on the corner of Central and Richmond at noon this Wednesday.
Yes.
Sweet. Among Savages now, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Yeah.
No!
You can do this.
The lane is reduced to one lane. The road is reduced to one lane. Coors, it's central. It's a lot of congestion. That's your lucky traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669.
They just opened.
They did just open. We need to call them up.
Maybe in a little.
Yeah, in a bit. In a bit, we'll call them up. It is Monday.
Happy Monday. We are T-minus 23 minutes away
from Mad Lib Monday.
From Mad Lib Monday.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, cover to cover, you can get your suggestions in now for what you want to hear. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
And please do. We don't have any ideas.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but Christmas is 8 days away.
You keep saying this, and I'm not ready. I am not ready.
You're not ready.
I just don't feel
this
like
this is exactly what I was about to ask.
Oh,
Friday,
wait,
I did
I'm
some.
I'm ruining a lot.
No. This isn't ruining anything. I did some Christmas shopping Friday.
You did?
Went and picked some stuff up.
Nice.
That I had ordered. First of all, it was insane. I went to the place for toys.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
They're for us.
They be us. Okay. Yes. It was a madhouse.
Yeah, you shouldn't go there.
There were entire sections that were completely, like, wiped out.
Oh, my gosh. I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Like, where is all... Oh, it's Christmas time. Everything's actually just gone.
I went in there for, like, one thing and went to the section, and it was pretty much, like, cleaned out. Looked like the riots had taken place, and the walls were just stripped. It was crazy. So here's the thing. Is that why people resort to gift cards, do you think? Because it's last minute and they forget?
Possibly. My only experience with like things being crazy gone is when you go to the lobby where you find hobbies and
that was also insane. I was there this weekend as well.
Okay. I went there and I'm resorting to DIY. It's do-it-yourself Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'm like going to the yarn and it's just gone. There's no yarn.
Yeah, it's crazy. So here's the thing. We're 8 days away from Christmas. So I'm hoping you have your Christmas shopping done. 505-338-3700, the phone number. But if not, it's amazing how now, like, you can go to wherever. Mm-hmm. Many, like, gas stations now even. Or like Walgreens. Yeah. All of a sudden there's those like big old center trellises full of gift cards from everywhere.
Yeah, they're actually really nice.
I found a list of the most wanted gift cards this holiday season.
Most what?
Most wanted.
You say wanted, weird.
Wanted.
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 Most wanted.
Most wanted.
Most wanted.
Most wanted.
I hate that word now.
Wow.
Sorry. Said it too many times.
I found a list of the most wanted gift cards. Wanted.
Wanted. Okay, let's hear it.
What is that weird? Do I say it weird?
Yeah.
How is it supposed to be said?
Wanted. You say wanted. Like W-U. Yeah.
Stand by. We're going to listen to this whole song.
Until
Bon Jovi says wanted.
Wanted. He's wanted that.
He's wanted.
Wanted.
Dead or alive. Bam, 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 bam. Bon Jovi. List of the top 10 most wanted gift cards. So weird. What do you think number one most wanted gift? Stand by.
It's all the same. Only the names will change.
Okay, so anyways.
Do I get to guess now?
Yeah. Top 10 most wanted gift cards.
I'm going to have to go with either Walmart or Target.
Wow.
Something.
You just guessed number one and two.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to know why? Because not only do they have food, they have clothes, electronics.
Oh, stand by. Wanted.
See? Wanted.
Wanted.
It's not, I'm wanted. Wanted.
No, he says wanted.
He says wanted.
Whatever. Okay, Walmart was actually number one, which is weird to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Well.
Stever.
I want to guess.
Okay. What's number three?
I don't know that you guys will actually get this because I was dumbfounded at number three. 505-338-3700 if you'd like to throw in some guesses.
List of what?
Got a list
want.
Of the most wanted gift cards for this Christmas season. What do you got, Stever?
Chili's?
Not on the top 10 list.
Huh. That's like an easy one, too. That's the one you see in the crazy stack of gift cards.
Yeah. Not on the top. Good guess, though. Static.
Well, good morning, guys.
Good morning, little one.
Hello, little one.
How are you?
Doing Can't complain.
Well. It's been a very long minute.
It has.
Steve-O, you're in rare form this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, well, here's number three on the list. Could it be NASCAR tickets?
I'm sorry.
Well, I was just saying.
Sorry.
Good.
Not on the top 10 list. However, a few NASCAR drivers sport these places on their car.
Tied.
505-338-3700. If you'd like to take a gander, take a guess on this list. The most wanted gift cards.
Wanted. You don't have to pronounce the T as much. Wanted.
Okay. Here's what's shocking. One, that you guys haven't mentioned one very specific place that I assumed you would have said right away.
Forever 21.
No, that's not on the list. No, come on! We won these on Friday at our staff Christmas party. We won a gift card
Starbucks.
To this place. Yeah.
Okay.
Not on the top 10 list.
Starbucks is not on the top 10 list?
Not even on the top 10 list.
Why?
How crazy? I don't know.
Coffee
I
is so expensive, especially there.
Static.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Good.
I think Kmart is definitely on the list. It's just
another Mad Lib Monday. Whoa. I don't know the rest of the words.
You don't wish it was Sunday.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Whoa.
7:30, we do this every single Monday. It is time for Mad Lib Monday. You're going to have to pick one. It is Mad Lib Monday. Thank you, Bengals. Thank you, the
can
Bengals.
Can I just do that one?
Sure. You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
All right.
We're ready.
It is Mad Lib Monday. It is time. Are you going to type all that in?
Oh, my gosh. Look how many words we need.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, I'll type it in. Oh, person in room female. That's me.
No. No, don't.
Next.
Don't do that.
Type noun.
What do you need?
We need a noun.
Al Hurricane.
Al Hurricane. Thank you.
505. This just got
338-3700. That's the phone number.
Oh, gosh. I need a lot of words today.
Need a lot of help today.
Yeah.
We need an adjective.
An adjective.
Describing.
Gee, I'm sorry. It's early in the morning. I can't remember all my parts of speech.
It's a describing word. It's like...
So, like,
lovely.
Colors and stuff, right?
Like,
lovely or...
Yeah.
Beautiful.
All right, so let's say slimy.
Slimy. I like that. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Mad Lib Monday. I wish I could say a special Christmas edition.
However...
We don't even know, because we got this app, and so basically it doesn't tell us. So all we get is... It says, hey, type an adjective here, and then we do it. It's like a game. And once we're done, we get to actually see it. Static!
Morning, Steve-O, Mitch. What's going on?
Oh, you know, just rocking some Mad Libs. We need an adjective.
How about... I have a dictionary full of adjectives I'm thinking about right now.
I encourage you to pick one.
How about a string of adjectives? How about an adjective that describes an adjective?
Wow.
Go for it.
How about midnight black?
Midnight black is a color.
That's definitely a color.
I mean, it describes something, but it's like...
Yeah, but if you midnight black car, then it's an adjective describing the adjective that describes car.
Wow.
This is too much for me.
I just do it. I don't care how dumb it sounds. Static.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Calvin.
No. We need the name of a famous person.
A male.
A famous person.
Famous male.
A famous male. Let's see. Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze. God bless him.
How do you spell his last name?
Swayze?
S-W-A-Z. Z.
Swayze.
E?
Swayze. Thank you for the call.
S-W-A-Y-Z-E.
Yep.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Mad Lib Monday.
505-338-3700 is the phone number.
I need at least 15 more words.
Why did you pick such a big Mad Lib?
Is it my fault?
Static.
Hello. What is going on?
I don't know. I just hung up.
You just hung up on someone.
I did. Okay. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
What do you need?
Adjective.
Frosty.
Frosty. Yes.
That is a good one.
It is quite frosty outside. It's cold, dude.
Yeah, it's really depressing. Which, there isn't
quick
anything.
Reminder, we will be broadcasting live this Wednesday on the corner of Central and Richmond with the static van, you and I.
Yes.
Hanging out, collecting sleeping bags for the homeless.
Central and Richmond.
There you go. All the details at mystaticradio.com. Need an adjective. That's a describing word.
Hello. Okay. Oh, they got nervous.
They
stage
did.
Fright.
It's okay. Static.
Hey, what's the word?
Adjective.
How about plainly?
Plainly. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's Mad Lib Monday. We're doing a special Mad Lib for today. Because it's right before Christmas. We actually have no idea what the Mad Lib is.
I don't know what it says.
Yeah.
It just,
sorry.
I kind of know the topic and it scares me. But I did it anyway.
Need a plural noun.
You need a plural noun?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, jeepers. I'm all thinking of the adjective. Catastrophic for the adjective.
Jeepers plural is good. I'm just kidding.
Jeepers is really good. Plural noun. How about Albuquerque? Is that a plural noun?
No.
Okay, what's a plural noun?
It's a person, place, or thing.
With an S.
Persons, place, or things.
Well, Albuquerque's a place.
Would it be Albuquerque?
That doesn't make sense.
Okay. School?
Schools.
Schools?
Why not? Why not? Static.
Hello.
Hello. I need an adjective, little one.
Well, I'm going to say stars.
Stars is not an adjective.
It's not an adjective. I started typing.
We need to describe it. It's a descriptive word. It's like starry.
Oh, I thought we were doing starry. Plural noun.
Starry. How about
starry? There you go.
Starry.
Starry. Okay. Is that even a?
Yeah.
Static.
Albuquerque as a plural noun.
Right. We need an adjective.
Are you serious? I was like, what? And then so I had the best plural noun waiting, but I guess you got another one. It's
now
okay. What do you need?
We need an adjective.
An adjective?
Yeah.
An adjective?
Yeah.
Okay. Something that is smoky. Smoky.
Smoky. All right. Smoky.
Is this like...
Why not? That's fine. I'm reading it, right? So you should put her... Remember she wanted to do an adjective and she said catastrophic. That was a good one, right?
Yeah.
Catastrophic. Static.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
I need another adjective.
It's a describing word.
A describing word, okay.
Mm-hmm. Something that describes something.
Slim? Very skinny?
Slim.
Slim? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, slim. All right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. It's Mad Lib Monday.
I need another adjective.
Get in on our Mad Lib. Why are there so many adjectives in this one?
Because they're all describing words. It's to my secret admirer.
Oh, no, no, no. No!
Keep that in mind. My secret
admirer.
It's
a letter to Justin Bieber.
Oh, no, no.
Static.
I hear you, sir.
No. I need an adjective.
What do you need?
Adjective.
Chili.
Chili.
Oh, my gosh.
Another adjective?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
This is the longest Mad Lib of all time. You are fired from picking the Mad Lib.
Okay, fine. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, cover to cover, coming up at 9, and we need to know what you want to hear.
I actually already have a record.
We have a record. So thank you for telling me that. So disregard everything I just said.
It's Christmas next week. Come on. I want to do a Christmas record, and this is a good Christmas
record.
Fine,
whatever. I don't care.
Static.
What kind of word do you need?
Adjective.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, piggish.
Piggish.
That word.
I like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Piggish.
Okay, next person is giving me two adjectives.
Why?
Just in case.
Oh, there's man.
So many. I'm just saying.
There's
it needs
way
to happen.
Too many.
Mad Lib Monday.
It is Mad Lib Monday. 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
We do this every Monday, and it's awesome. Every Monday.
Static.
Adjective or two adjectives?
Just give me two.
Supreme and cheesy.
All right. Thank you.
I'll keep on the mind.
All right. Supreme and cheesy.
Don't
I like
worry.
That.
I still need another
definitely,
adjective.
Definitely cheesy. Why?
Because
why so many?
All adjectives.
This is a very descriptive Mad Lib.
Yeah.
505-338-3700. Static.
Another adjective?
Yes.
Robust.
Robust.
Oh, my gosh. I need a noun.
Yeah.
I need a noun.
Oh, really?
Yes. Did you have one?
Paul Gallego says badonkadonk.
Okay. Okay. I'll put that one down for...
No, that's a noun, right?
What is a badonkadonk?
Your badonkadonk? Isn't that where you sit? Badonkadonk.
Badonkadonk.
Why not?
Is that how you spell it?
Sure.
How did he spell it?
I don't know. Badonk-a... Wait. Yeah.
I spelled it right.
Okay, there you go.
Adverb.
Yeah. Is that the last one?
Two more.
Man, 505-338-3700.
Need two more words for Mad Lib Monday.
I can't wait. Static.
What do you need?
Adverb.
Adverb. What the crap's an adverb?
It's an action word that ends in L-Y. See, we're training. We're on the education band.
Loquaciously.
What?
Loquaciously.
Loquaciously?
Yeah.
What? Just say that in a sentence.
I can't do it.
So loquacious means very talkative. So they loquaciously talked about the Bible.
You couldn't just say talky?
No.
Loquaciously. And I'm also going to need a male actor.
You didn't know what
Brad
the crap
Pitt.
Adverb was, but you say words like loquaciously.
Say what?
I said you don't know what an adverb is, yet you say words like loquaciously.
I haven't been in high school English for years, man.
Ah.
Seriously. But loquaciously, that's a good word.
Yes.
I just didn't know if you could spell it. I was curious.
I spelled it. I definitely... don't know if I spelled it right.
Thanks for the call. Thank you so much for the call.
Awesome. Bye.
Mad Lib Monday. I got everything I need.
This is amazing. I started reading it. I have to stop. I'm so glad I started reading it, though. I don't know if I'm going to get through this one. Bye. Wow, we're done. We got everything we need. Whew. Are you ready for this, Mad Lib Monday?
I'm ready.
I don't know why you picked this one, but it makes me happy. It's a secret letter. From an admirer is actually the topic.
Who's the letter to?
Oh, that's not. What is you went? That's not Love
that's
Boat.
That's not Love Boat.
It's supposed to be Love Boat. I was going to do Love Song.
Someone changed it.
Fine. Lame.
What is the Cars?
Nah, it doesn't matter. We'll just do Christmas.
Okay. Here we
Mad
go.
Mad Lib Monday. Dear Mitch, this letter was written to you.
Awesome.
You may not recall my Al Hurricane. But I met you at the slimy cocktail party given by our midnight black friend, Patrick Swayze. We had a frosty talk about plainly schools, and I was impressed by your starry conversation and your grasp of the smoky situation. Also, I was very much attracted by your catastrophic eyes, your slim little chin, and your chilly teeth. If you'll pardon me for seeming piggish, I was fascinated by your supreme walk and your cheesy figure. I hope I made a robust impression. And then we can get together for a nice... Oh, man. Paul in Houston. For a nice badonkadonk next week. Oh, graciously yours, Brad Pitt. Wow.
Oh.
Quite possibly the best Mad Lib Monday we've ever had in the history of Mad Libs.
I want to thank all of the callers for
Mad Lib Monday.
Whoa. For all their adjectives. Those were amazing.
I almost want to read it again.
We're going to have to.
That was my absolute favorite one we've ever done. Mad Lib Monday. We do it every single Monday. Yep.
And unfortunately, we won't do another one until... Oh, wait.
Yeah,
we will.
Yeah, we will. We'll be here next week. It is 7:45, which means time for traffic.
The road is reduced to one lane at Central and Coors, and that is your look at traffic. Traffic sponsored by Sullivan's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, right here on the Calvary campus, 338-3669. You can give them a call, 338-3669. Sponsoring traffic.
Amazing. Thank you, Paul and Houston.
Oh.
Favorite. Favorite.
Badonkadonk.
We got to take a quick break, but coming right back, we got some Castle Door. We got the great transparency.
And we'll read that Mad Lib again.
We absolutely will. Absolutely will. Gearing up for cover to cover this morning. It's a surprise. Surprise. Okay. I got something special.
Okay,
I found
fine.
It.
Sorry about everyone.
Sorry for your loss, everyone else.
Ugh.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Rocket Boys marching to the palace. Static Radio, good morning.
It's really difficult. It's 8 o'clock.
We're 8:12.
8:12. It's 8:12 right now. We're 50 minutes away from cover to cover. And I really wish you would hang up that phone.
I'm sorry. I'm on hold. I've been on hold for 12 minutes. Just trying to talk to a human being. So I'm just going to stay here on hold.
This is really weird.
I can't let this phone call interrupt my life. I got a morning show to do.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So when they answer, you're going to have to talk to them.
This is the worst hold music ever.
It is.
I can't hang up at this point. You know when you like call somebody and there's like a really long wait
and
you don't know whether or not to hang up and just call them back later or to wait? At this point, you know, my stupid phone tells me that I've been on hold for 12 minutes and it's principal now. Now I can't hang up because I'll have wasted the last 12 minutes hearing elevator music.
You're stressing me out.
Yeah, I just can't do it. So good morning.
Good morning.
It is my...
Nope.
Someone will assist you shortly.
You're a liar! You're a liar! You're a deceiver! You are the mother of lies! There is no truth in you to be found!
The mother of lies. So what is her name? Satana?
Yes, exactly.
Satana.
Hey, good news. It is 8:13, which means time for traffic!
The roadway is reduced to one lane at Coors and Central Southwest, and there is an accident right now on Comanche in Louisiana, and that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, on the Calvert campus. 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669.
So what you're dealing with right now is an actual life problem.
This makes me crazy.
Like a life problem. Like you just had a baby child.
Yep.
And when you are born, you get issued a number.
Yes, that's right.
A series of numbers.
That's right. So the government can track you.
And so you need these series of numbers for your son so that he can be on medical insurance.
Yes.
Health insurance.
We apologize for this delay.
The best part is you only have 30 days from the time of birth to get him on your insurance, or they don't get to go on your insurance. But the Social Security office says it takes 8 to 12 weeks to get a number.
So this doesn't match up. How are they doing that?
I don't know. This math sucks.
who's playing games right now? Is it the medical insurance playing games because they know that you can't get?
I don't know. Wait, what are they saying? What are you saying?
Oh, dude, I think
they just told me all the information I needed.
Your son's Social Security number is?
Watch this. I can't do it. Press end. Ah, I just wasted 13 minutes of my life.
Do you have unlimited minutes?
Oh, it's the principal. I've been on hold for so long. So when you do that and then you just hang up.
You know what I think is like, really sad about what just happened?
What?
I think they were giving you the option to be like, press this button and we'll call you back when there's an open teller.
Yeah, I know, but I don't have time for that. I have real life stuff to take care of.
No, you don't have time for that.
Days
until Christmas.
Until Christmas, which means Christmas shopping, preparations. I still got to get the lights up outside.
Oh my gosh. I've offered, Kelly and I, my husband and I, have offered to help you.
Yeah, but these are all lies. These are what you say in
whatever,
passing when you're like, I hope
whatever.
All is well, and you keep walking.
Hey, how you doing? Bye.
So here it is, 8 days out. Are you done with your Christmas shopping? Do you still have shopping to do? I really hope not, because I went on Friday, and it was insane.
Yeah, I'm avoiding parking lots.
It took forever to park.
It takes
finally
to park.
Parked.
You almost kill.
Here's what you got to do, everybody.
Because they're in the way.
I'm gonna give you guys some advice right now. If you're gonna go to the mall or somewhere like the mall, the first spot you see, no matter how far out it is,
take it.
Park.
Just do it.
Park. It'll take less time to park at the very last spot and walk all the way to the doors than it will for you to drive around for the next 20 minutes trying to find a spot 18 feet closer.
And I understand you don't want to walk that far. You're going to be really tired. But seriously.
Yeah.
It is so worth it. And you waste so much gas if you just keep looking for a spot.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Anybody got any crazy shopping stories? Because I'll tell you what, there were people like fighting on Friday over the last like Ninja Turtles thing. I may or may not have been one of them. I didn't get it.
No, you didn't. You were fighting?
I wasn't fighting. It was just like a, whoa, whoa, whoa. People are like crazy right now. Like to a point where I was looking at something. Do I want this? Don't set it down if you're still thinking about it.
You just hold on.
The moment you set it down, there's that person over your shoulder that snipes it off the shelf.
What are the rules? Is it fair game?
I think it is, but I forgot, I guess, because the second I like set something down, snatched up. Gone.
That's crazy.
Gone.
You know, I've been in that situation. Have you, where it's like, oh my gosh, that is the last pair of teal socks. And I really, really want this, but that woman is holding them. And then you follow her around.
No, you do not.
Until she puts them down.
I have never, ever, ever done that.
Oh, okay. Never mind. It's just me.
Wow. Wow.
I really want
now, here's the other question. Did you really want the socks, or did you want the socks because she was holding the last pair?
Oh, no. I wanted them.
Oh, okay.
I wanted them.
Are you sure?
Yes, because they were great. And the thing is, she was standing in the way of the teal socks. They were still there, and I saw them, and I wanted to get them. But then, offhandedly, she's just looking around. Oh, look at those are nice. Pick them up and hold on to them forever.
Uh-uh. That's why, if they're still on the rack, you go, excuse me, and you just grab them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You go around the lady.
I have some class.
You grab them. Oh, yeah. You have some class? You just talked about stalking a lady throughout Target
until
she put the socks down.
You don't know I was
you
at Target.
You don't have class?
You don't know if I was at Target. And two, she didn't know I was stalking her. She didn't know I was waiting for her to put those back.
Oh, okay. Proper shopping etiquette. What is it? We should make up a list. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's crazy.
You know, there's one thing that I absolutely cannot stand, and maybe I should let someone else say this, because I'm sure they're with me. Rude people.
Well, yeah.
In the store. Like,
oh, wait. I love rude people.
Oh, okay.
Who's going to say that?
No, I'm just saying, because it happens so offhandedly, like so randomly that I'm surprised by it, and my reaction is never good.
Right.
And, like a woman's, where were we? I think we're at Target, and they were just moving their cart, like, excuse me, and we moved like completely out of the way.
Yeah.
And I said, excuse me. I was like,
I can't go anywhere.
I can't disappear, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm right here.
From me.
And you have plenty of room.
Yeah, I can't take it when the actual employees are rude.
Ooh.
Happened 2 weeks ago with me and the boys. I'm going to, save that one for a sec. Static!
Well, a crazy. Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning, little one.
Hello.
Well, I got a call again. I know this is repetitive, but listen, there's one really bad thing about Shoppers. Okay, really, it's an etiquette thing, but it's also a respect thing. Can we just say, get out of my bubble?
Yeah.
As if getting closer and breathing into my ear is going to get you through the line any quicker.
Right.
This should be outlawed in all of stores.
So are we talking about line etiquette? How far are you supposed to stand away from them?
Speaking of line etiquette.
Thank you.
Speaking of line etiquette, we're at the store last week. We're getting stuff for our Christmas party. We're preparing. Me and Chrissy, we have the boys with us, and we have tons of stuff in our basket.
Uh-huh.
So as we're pulling up to the checkout, lines are crazy. And this lady goes, I can take you over here.
Oh, and you're the next person in line, and so it should be you.
No. It's me. She specifically grabs our basket and starts to take it over. Well, the line that she takes us over to was the 15 items or less line.
And so
and we had like 25 items.
Right.
We had way over, and I said, we have way more than the amount. She said, no, it's fine. That's okay. I pulled you over. Let's just take care of you guys and get you out of here.
At that point, it has some, like, priority things.
Oh, you would think so. Because then for the next, like, 3 minutes while she was checking us out, Chrissy was, like, paying for things, and I was, shielding off all the hatred that was spewing from everybody else who was all of a sudden behind us, who had, like, 3 or 4 or 8 items. Like, is this the, I thought this was the express line. Like, offhanded little snarky comments.
Like, some passive aggressive statement.
I just kept having to be like, I'm sorry, she asked us to come over here. We were in a different line. Yeah, I know. I can count. I'm not an idiot. Thank you for recounting how many things I have. Thank you. And I was almost more bummed that she did pull us out of line.
I get angry at passive aggressive statements.
Yeah, it drives me
so
crazy.
Angry. I'm like, no, you could say that to me, actually, if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm being so mean right now.
No. That's what happens. The, like, worst of everyone comes out at Christmas time for shopping.
But can I tell you something that I've noticed about every express lane that I get in? They're not that fast.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
That's why you do the self-checkout.
Yeah, self-checkout. That's why.
If I can, that's what I'll do.
You're busy.
Yeah, it's easy.
Scanning.
You just scan. You take care of everything. But inevitably, there's an item that won't scan, or there's something
you're like,
that's
like
waiting for the next teller to. Yeah.
Like, hurry it up.
So you're sitting there like, all right.
Right here.
I'm good.
Okay,
hey,
this.
Hey, but it's Christmas, so everything's crazy. Thankfully, most of our Christmas shopping is done.
So shopping etiquette.
Yeah.
Like, what do we, okay.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
If someone picks up something and they're definitely going to get it and they put it down, is it fair game for anyone to
grab? Yes! If they're definitely going to get it, don't put it down unless you're putting it in your basket.
Okay, so you were going to get this
Ninja Turtles
thing.
If you walk away from the basket.
Is that fair game?
If you're shopping and there's stuff in your basket, you walk away from your basket, I mean, it's.
That's not fair game. You cannot get something out of someone's basket.
Yeah.
That is not okay. That's like their purse.
Yeah.
You can't. You did not do that.
I mean.
Steven, no, you did not.
Static.
Hey.
Hey.
Question for you.
Not
a question. I guess it's a statement.
Okay.
It's not about basically shopper's etiquette, but it's more about parking lot etiquette.
Okay. Oh, man.
Okay, because you were talking about grab the first one you can and walk it.
Yeah.
Right? So what about the guy that goes past the spot, you see the spot, and then he throws the backup lights on?
Dude, you take the spot. You take the spot because, oh man.
We just dealt with this.
We seriously just had this experience.
We had the listener DJ.
Yeah, we did
dinner.
a dinner with a listener, you know, for our static fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we're at this restaurant. It's a madhouse. I didn't realize people.
Crazy.
Still.
Crazy Friday
night. Super loved it. So the parking lot's packed. We're waiting. And I see these people going to their car.
They're walking to their truck.
So we're the creepers. Me and Mitch are like creeping along. And we wait till they get to their car. We stop. Put on the turn signal.
We waited there for them to get in their car. You know, it's like a big family, so they're taking 17
years. We waited a solid, like, 10 minutes for this spot because there were no other spots coming, right? So then the car pulls out, and as the car pulls out, this other car starts, like, racing up the way to get to the spot.
And I'm being a jerk, like, go, park
and
now!
I straight up cut them off and pulled into the spot. Because we had been there
For so long.
So we get out of the car.
To make it worse.
We get out of the car, and there's these other people in the parking lot, and they're like, wow, way to go, guys. I can't believe you just cut off that other car.
That was really good. And I'm standing there like being like a jerk kind of. Like, no, we waited for that, actually.
I'm trying to bite my tongue, but knowing we're in the right, it was like, uh-uh. No, we've been waiting. I had the blinker on. Not my fault. They didn't see us first. We've been here waiting. So, it's tough because you're right. That's happened a few times in the parking lot where you'll be driving and then sure enough, ooh, all of a sudden you'll see the, like, brake and then, like, the reverse lights come on. And so, you stop, but then the person in front of you also stops.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know.
You know what? In those times, I really am just take it. I don't, because I feel parking lot fights are a lot scarier than any other fight.
Yeah. Oh, people, yeah. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
Hey, by the way, great Mad Lib.
Hey, thanks, man.
We'll need to reread that.
We definitely will. Thank you. Yeah, I totally forgot. My wife just texted me. I almost got killed this weekend at the grocery store parking lot.
What happened?
So we were parked next to this person, and somehow, just because of timing, we were pulling back out to our car at the same time they were.
Oh,
so we're like putting our groceries away, and this woman is coming around. She put her groceries away, and she's coming around to her driver's side. But Luke was getting in the car. My child.
Yeah.
So the door was open. So Chrissy's helping her get in the car, and I'm oblivious because I'm like putting groceries away and like taking the cart back, so not paying attention. And this lady goes... like really loudly
she did not.
Behind Chrissy.
Oh no, you did not.
Right? And I'm like, that's probably not the lady you want to upset because my girl will throw down. And so Chrissy, of course, very politely like just makes a little comment about, wow, patience. and just keeps going about her business. So she closes the door. Well, this whole time I'm oblivious. So she goes around to the driver's side, and I'm now, cart's done, I'm walking up to the passenger side. So in that time, the lady jumps in her car, and I'm like right next to this lady like, okay, cool, I'll wait just in case because I'm not sure, and I'm thankful I did because she got so mad she tore off but like kind of curved towards our car. Yeah, almost hit me because she didn't even see me.
She did not.
Yeah. I mean, people are insane around this time.
Who are people?
I don't know. It's humans. Obviously, the best comes out this time of year.
Obviously.
In parking lots and at stores. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Got a good question for y'all. What do you think is the most polite hand gesture to use for someone to flash to somebody else in a parking lot or on the streets or on the roads?
Like I see.
Obviously, you can't give them the bird.
Well, you can't do any hand gesture.
Exactly.
No, you know what you do? You give them a nice wave and a smile.
But you,
not like a full out, like, hey, left, right wave. Like a little, I'm moving my hand to show you that I'm upset with you.
Yeah,
right
but
now.
Even if you raise your arm, no matter how you raise your arm, if they're like angry enough and it's like confrontational through cars, people see what they want to see. And people can think that you're being
blow
rude
them a
or
kiss.
Seeing, like, oh, no.
Blow
no.
them a kiss.
Nope. Thumbs up. Can't
thumbs
do thumbs up.
No, because
that's still
finger.
One finger. And they're like, what? Oh, that was a thumb. Yeah.
I
don't
about a year ago, I was thinking about this. I was thinking, the peace sign, no way I'm going to do that.
No,
that's not going to work.
Mm-mm. I like jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands. Ooh. Except now it's like, ooh. Jazz hands. Check me out. Ooh, I'm so afraid.
You can't like move your
head. You can't move your head. I don't know. I don't know about hand gestures at all.
A bird.
I think any hand gesture can come off sarcastic. No matter what. Because let's be honest. If you're in a parking lot and somebody's really rude and you give them a wave or something, you know in your heart you're not really just wanting to be nice and wave. You're being sarcastic. You are.
But giving them nothing is being indifferent.
Right.
Wait,
but is this the whole turn the other cheek?
Yeah.
Dang
so
it.
You just turn the cheek away from them so you pretend like you didn't see them? I don't know.
I mean, this is kind of funny, but it really is a good topic.
Sign of the cross is what Paul says. Paul in Houston says give him the sign of the cross. It really is.
Bless you.
Thank you so much for the question.
That's amazing.
That's all right.
All right. Thanks for the call. What is the appropriate?
You know what?
Hand gesture.
You know what makes me mad? Okay, when I see bad drivers, and then I'm like, "What are you doing?" And it turns out to be an old man, and I hate this the most when they're like, "Oh, whatever," and they do like the whole like whatever, like their hand is just
I just
swiping
downwards for you. How dare you, Static?
I have your hand solution or your hand gesture solution
right
here.
Okay, good.
Okay,
it's probably worth the extra effort.
Okay.
You pull up next to him, and you give him the Hulk Hogan.
James Reunion, rocking around the Christmas tree.
It's a fun song.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Monday. We are 7 minutes away from Cover to Cover.
That's right.
Talk a little bit about holiday shopping.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Holiday shopping.
Something in my throat.
Holiday shopping.
I just get so choked up thinking about shopping. Mostly because I hate it.
Yeah, I'm not liking it this season at all.
Do you and Kelly get each other things for Christmas still?
Yeah, except this year, well...
It hasn't gone away yet.
Do you and Christy not get each other?
Well,
I actually told him I don't want anything.
That's what I keep
Christmas.
Saying.
And I told him it's because I'm getting a bunch of things that are expensive, things that I need. Like, hey, I'm getting my hair cut. That's going to be a freaking lot of money.
Yeah.
And also, in a month and a half, I'm getting contacts, and that's going to be a lot of money.
You're too practical, bro.
But I want all of these things.
Okay.
And I told him I really want to focus on getting the backyard finished.
So would you be mad, like, because here's the deal. Me and Chrissy, it's like, hey, get stuff for the kids. This is what we're going to do. Let's just hang out. But of course, every year, this happens every year. Secretly, I always have to do something.
Right. No, he told me what he wanted for Christmas.
Because you can't not. But I really don't want, because the same thing. It's like, I know I'm going to buy myself a nice pair of headphones.
Right.
In fact, just now, I found the pair that I wanted. I was like, hey, these are perfect. I want these. I found them.
Awesome.
I know exactly which ones I want.
It's disgusting.
Why? So I don't want anything. Because okay. I know I'm going to buy myself
see,
so much.
Kelly came to me and he said, hey, I know what I want for Christmas and I already ordered it.
Yeah, see, there you go.
And so he got that.
I just feel like that's the way to go.
I had to get that for him.
Does it ruin Christmas?
Yeah.
Buying yourself your Christmas gift?
I really like shopping for people. But whatever.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Plus, it helps your significant other.
Yes.
Just think about this. Shopping sucks right now.
Okay.
It is the worst. Parking lots, people are evil, they're cutting you off.
I had a great time.
They're not
time.
Letting you finish sentences.
I had a great time. I am going to punch you. I had a great time shopping for my Secret Santa.
Really?
Let me tell you that. I sure did.
Okay.
And I will reveal what I got for my Secret Santa later.
Yeah, because Friday is our Christmas party here.
Yes.
Our connection building Christmas
party.
And
we participated.
We did.
We weren't going to be bah humbugs.
I wanted to be. I wanted to be a Scrooge so badly. And I got somehow conned into this.
Con.
I got joned into this. Sorry. Sorry, Con.
This.
I didn't mean to drag you into this because he got conned literally into it yeah. as well. Our dear friend Con, who runs the art department here. Because Joan, our boss, she can be persuasive.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, hey, Secret Santa, you don't have to.
Fun.
You don't have to take part in Christmas joy and cheer. You know what? We don't want you. And then I was like, oh, yeah, but I want to now.
Mm-hmm.
I somehow
mm-hmm.
want to now
because mm-hmm.
you're acting like it's this great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I had a very limited list of what this person liked and
yeah.
a very, very descriptive list.
Did
of
you have
what,
fun with it?
What he doesn't like, she doesn't like, he doesn't like.
He or she.
He or she.
Party's not till Friday, so you can't ruin it.
And I had a lot of fun getting my Secret Santa gift.
See, our friends, Joey, are like, I would say core group, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We do every year, we have this Christmas party and each person gets a name and you have to get that person like a really expensive gift because $50 is the minimum. Because, you know, if not, we're going to buy all of our friends like $20 gifts or something. And
yes.
that gets pricey.
It does.
So I had Dave Gatt, who owns Square Root Salon.
Yeah.
Dear friend.
Where
and,
did you get him?
Huh? It happened this last weekend, so I can say. He's an artist. He's a painter. In fact, if you go there,
mm-hmm.
all the artwork you see on the wall, he did.
Oh, okay.
He painted all that.
Okay.
He's amazing. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good dude. So being an artist, I'm like, I don't know what to do. I didn't even know Langell's. It used to be like an art place here.
Yeah.
Closed down.
Yeah. It was a legit.
So I'm like talking to his wife. Because I'm like, hey. And she's like, oh, he really needs this. I'm like, oh, thank God. Okay, cool. And then like 10 minutes later, I get a text. You know what? He just made an offhanded comment about this and this. So don't get him that. He doesn't want that. I think he wants this. Oh, beautiful. Okay. 20 minutes later. He just said something about, I don't think he wants that. I think you should get him this. Dude, this went on like 8 times. Finally, I was like, I quit. I give up. I don't know what to do. So what I did was, he's an artist. So I
drew him a picture.
I wanted to help him out. So artists need help with time management.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought him a Spider-Man watch because
okay.
that's practical.
Yeah.
Artists need inspiration. So I bought him a bunch of bubbles and like a bubble kazoo and a felt puppy with a teardrop paint by number felt painting with markers.
Yes.
Because, you know, artists need that kind of inspiration.
They do.
And then they need supplies. So I got him a big old gift card to like Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. Okay.
So... yeah, that's actually what I
That's why you were at Hobby Lobby this weekend.
That's exactly why I was there.
Got
yeah.
it.
So, but dude, it was madness there.
Oh,
it's madness everywhere.
Yeah, no, it's
and
crazy.
You would think in the quote unquote Christian Hobby Lobby parking lot, people would be kinder.
I apologized to the cashiers. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. It's Christmas season. It's crazy. They're like, yeah, but it makes the time go by fast.
Oh,
but they're like stressing out.
Yeah, it's insane right now. And people's demands. And then if
something's out of
stock.
And those are dinosaur computers they're working on.
Yeah.
So it's like, I have to push in. They had to like push the price in for everything.
People are mean. If things are out of stock, I saw some craziness going on over stupid
things. It's not their fault.
It's material things.
Literally, it's material.
Yeah.
It's fabric.
Good job. Good job. Does that mean I can start, like, your theme song needs to be, like, Material Girl?
Aww.
By Madonna.
Madonna, no.
Why? That's like, you shop there. You, like, knit and crochet and stuff. You're literally a material girl.
But
that's hilarious.
Okay, it can be that.
Anyways. Christmas is upon us. We are 8 days away. Get your shopping in. Get done. And then start focusing on what's really important. In fact, I want to remind you guys, coming up December 24th right here at Calvary Albuquerque. Our dear friends Poema actually helping with the music.
Yes, they will be providing live worship.
Yeah.
On those days here at Calvary Albuquerque,
Service
is 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 6 o'clock.
The 2 o'clock service is the family, kid-friendly service. There's going to be birthday cake for Jesus, and everybody can be in the main sanctuary together.
It's going to be
o'clock.
A blast.
That's a fun service. I always love that one. And then 4 and 6, that's where Bible Island is open.
Yes.
And then, you know. So there you go. Christmas Eve. If you don't have plans, plan to join us here at Calvary Albuquerque. It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we are airing it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For something.
There you go.
There you go.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Static Radio is KLYT Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Los Alamos. The Static Radio grid in New Mexico is K201BJ, Alamogordo, 88.5 FM, K218AK, Artesia, 88.1 FM, K207CQ, Gallup, 89.3 FM, K216AW, Grants, 91.1 FM, K211CW, Hobbs, 90.1 FM, K201CC, Las Cruces, 88.1 FM, K224CK, Las Vegas, 93.5 FM, K229AL, Cuesta, 93.7 FM, K250AB, Roswell, 97.9 FM, K220CE, Ruidoso, 91.9 FM, K212EH, Silver City, 90.3 FM, K216CK, Truth or Consequences, 91.1 FM, Colorado Grid, K214DE, Antonito, 90.7 FM, K293AO, Alamosa, 106.5 FM, and worldwide at mystaticradio.com.
It is that time, 9 o'clock right now.
9 o'clock.
It's 9 o'clock, which means it's cover to cover, which is really funny.
What are we doing for cover to cover?
We are doing a special Christmas album. It is a whole 6 years old.
Wow.
2006.
Yay.
It's what we call vintage around here.
It's vintage. It's like, it's retro.
It's got some good artists on
it's
there.
It's so retro.
I saw some Amberlin, some Emery.
Oh, it's like a compilation.
Yes,
people?
It's a compilation. So
we
will be doing that as soon as Steve-O finds it.
He'll figure it out. It's okay, Mitch. I'm here for you.
Thank you so much. How are you doing?
I am sore, dude.
You
the
did a
merch
lot of work
table
yesterday.
Last night, I was like, just, you have to, you know.
If you missed it, you missed a great show last night at the Lobo Theater.
I kind of want to, like, I took a little video clip and I kind of want to post it on our Facebook to be like, seriously, did you miss this? But, yeah, it was amazing.
Luckily, we are no longer the land of Manana. People are buying the tickets ahead of time and it completely sold out. There were no tickets at the door.
Yeah.
It
was
crazy.
That was hard. That was hard to tell people. I'm sorry, we're sold out. Yeah, that was heartbreaking. For King and Country last night.
For King and Country and Poema.
They did so good.
Yes, they're all, which is really funny because For King and Country, brothers, Poema, sisters.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was a great
siblings
night.
Make good bands.
Apparently.
Just saying. So
I have 5 of those. I should probably
befriend them, mend those relationships, and then start a band.
Okay,
here's your show back.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Do you want
to? Go ahead. You can intro it. It's Christmas time, so I wanted to play a special Christmas record from 2006. It's the Tooth and Nail Happy Christmas.
Retro.
With like number one Gun, Amberlin. In fact, they kicked things off. Emery.
Retro.
All that good stuff.
Circa 2006.
It's called Happy Christmas 2006. Tooth and Nail.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Tooth and Nail has provided this. Thank you so much.
And stuff.
Epic Christmas. Yeah. Starting right now.
Soonish.
Oh my gosh.
She's not a bro. She's
I'm
a
not
girl.
A bro.
Oh my God.
There you go.
I'm never, ever letting you pick a CD again.
You know what? It seemed like a good idea at the time.
I am so angry at you.
Why?
For we had awesome suggestions. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
It's 8 days till Christmas. I wanted to do a Christmas record.
Yeah, that made me want to not.
Amberlin was on that record.
Okay,
Emery was on that
it
record.
Started off great.
Number One Gun was on that record.
Meh.
Under Oath was on that record.
But it didn't sound like. Okay.
Hey, you know what? It was good. Thankfully, the show is over.
Hey, next week, we're going to let you pick your own cover to cover. Because I trust you more than I trust my own co-host.
Next week is Christmas Eve. We will be doing something very special next week. Mm-hmm. I've already got it planned.
Oh, junk. You didn't even tell me. What is it?
We are going to be playing It's a Wonderful Life in its entirety.
Over the air.
Audio. Yes. Not the radio version. The movie.
That is
just
going to
the
be
audio.
Awful. So sleep in, because apparently next Monday, nothing good is happening.
Next Monday is Christmas Eve. Is anybody really going to care?
Yes.
Is anybody really going to listen?
Everyone cares. They want to turn on the radio and hear great Christmas music.
All right.
Not crappy Christmas music. Thank you, Delilah.
Okay, fine. My bad. Next week, it's an NSYNC Christmas.
Because we are all in sync with the day.
Wow.
The day.
Thankfully, we're done. See? Exactly. You get mad at me because of, like, Joy Electric and Hawk Nelson, but you're dancing and singing to NSYNC.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with
good.
You.
Good. Turn this song up.
You need help. Okay, that's enough
Hold
of
on,
that.
We're not done.
Oh, we're done. We'll see you guys again tomorrow. It is Tuesday. Week out from Christmas. All this week, I'm just going to be having some fun.
Lots of Christmas talk.
Helping you get through your work week. I know, you know, Christmas vacation coming up.
You know, and we started.
No matter how minor.
We started the week off right. We got to vent about parking lot people, store people, cashier people.
Yes. Tomorrow we're going to talk about office parties, because this is the week for them.
Yes, they
proper
are happening.
Proper office party etiquette.
Okay.
We got some good stuff tomorrow.
About that. Yeah.
All right. We out.
We are out. See you mañana.
See you on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.